Alright folks, welcome back to Early Riser Mindset. This is your boy Asher Blake, here to kickstart your day with a dose of positivity and some serious action-packed strategies. Today's topic? We're tackling the notorious beast that's got us all in its clutches sometimes, procrastination. Ever feel like you have a million things on your to-do list but somehow end up binge-watching another season of your favorite show instead? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not letting this procrastinator monster win. We're going to unlock the secrets to crushing those goals and finally getting that stuff done. We'll explore some powerful mindsets, practical techniques, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor because let's face it, adulting can be tough enough without beating ourselves up over every missed deadline. So buckle up, get your coffee brewing, and prepare to unleash your inner productivity powerhouse. First things first, let's break down the procrastination puzzle. It's not just about laziness, folks. There's a whole lot more going on beneath the surface. Often, it stems from fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of starting something new. We convince ourselves that we need to be perfect before we begin, which leads to paralysis and endless mental debate. Key takeaway number one, recognize your triggers. What specific tasks send you running for the nearest distraction? Is it writing a report, making that phone call, or tackling that home project? Once you identify your procrastination hotspots, you can start developing strategies to conquer them head-on. Next up, let's talk about breaking down those big, intimidating goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever feel like climbing Mount Everest when you're staring at a massive to-do list? You know that feeling, overwhelming, right? Instead of focusing on the mountaintop, focus on taking one step at a time. Key takeaway number two, the power of small wins. Celebrate those little victories as you conquer each mini task. This builds momentum and keeps you motivated to keep going. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, folks. Now, let's talk about the environment. Your surroundings have a huge impact on your productivity. A cluttered workspace can lead to a cluttered mind, right? Creating a dedicated workspace that is organized, inspiring, and free from distractions can make a world of difference. Key takeaway number three, optimize your space. Get rid of those visual distractions, put on some energizing music, or none at all if you prefer, and make your workspace feel like a sanctuary for getting things done. Another game changer is scheduling time specifically for tackling those dreaded tasks. We're not talking about cramming everything into 1 hour before a deadline. I'm talking about strategically blocking out chunks of time in your calendar dedicated to focused work. You know, treat it like an important meeting with yourself. Key takeaway number four. Make it non-negotiable. When you schedule time for work, honor that commitment just as you would any other appointment. Last but not least, remember the power of self-compassion. We're all human, and we have off days. If you find yourself slipping into procrastination mode, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, gently redirect your focus, and get back on track. Think about that time you were putting off a project. Maybe a presentation at work or cleaning out your closet, don't judge. You knew it needed to be done, but something just felt easier. Watching reruns of Friends instead? Now imagine yourself taking one small step towards tackling that task. Maybe it was organizing your notes for the presentation or picking up just one piece of clothing from the floor. That tiny action might feel insignificant, but it broke the inertia, right? And once you started moving, momentum built. You were able to make more progress, and before you knew it, the daunting task felt manageable, even enjoyable. So remember, folks, procrastination isn't a character flaw. It's a hurdle we can overcome with awareness, strategy, and a dash of self-compassion. Embrace those small wins, create an environment that supports your goals, and schedule time for focused work. You've got this. Remember, the power to achieve anything you set your mind to is within you. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little productivity boost. Let's conquer procrastination together. And be sure to join the conversation on social media using hashtag Early Riser Mindset. We love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and making those goals a reality.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.